If there's a problem with a wind tower or a solar project, the state usually only finds out if someone complains. And if a complaint is filed, the issue can take months to resolve. Now the Department of Public Service is trying to figure out if there might be a better process. VPR's Howard Weiss-Tisman has more.
The department is supposed to protect ratepayers, and if someone has an issue with their electric bill, there's a pretty standard protocol to follow. But if a solar project is kicking off a blinding glare, or if a wind tower is making noise, well, it gets a lot more complicated.
You know, our enforcement capabilities have been carved out of resources that we have to deal with what I'm going to call more familiar or traditional customer complaints about utility service.
June Tierney is commissioner of the Department of Public Service, and lawmakers asked her to look at how the department was dealing with complaints about alleged state permit violations. The legislature wanted to know if it would be possible to monitor projects before Vermonters have to file a complaint. Tierney says it would be a major shift, requiring significant funding, if the department was expected to track down violations of a company's Certificate of Public Good, or CPG.
If the vision includes the department actively going out to make sure that every CPG and every condition in every CPG is complied with, that's a much bigger mission, and it's a question of feasibility. And with existing resources, that's not feasible.
A few years ago, the department set up a process to investigate citizen complaints. But Annette Smith, who's director of Vermonters for a Clean Environment, says if you're living near a solar project or are being affected by wind tower noise, the process moves too slowly.
The program needs to be beefed up so that there is a more timely response. You know, if you've got blinding glare for 2 hours across the street from your house for months, you can't wait to see if anybody's going to take action.
Smith also says the process requires a lot from the complainant. They have to attend hearings and maybe miss work. And if a company is guilty of violating their CPG, Smith says the penalty is paid to the state.
No benefit ever comes to the neighbors. And at the end of the day, you're spending money to try and get the CPG enforced, and the developer gets a relatively small fine, which then goes into the general fund and does nothing for the actual issue.
Commissioner Tierney says she's not ready to advocate for the state to have a more aggressive role in tracking down state permit violators. For VPR News, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman.